this way.
Okay.
If you look the other way, it won't be your
How's that?
Oh, come on.
So just an injury update a little bit on Trouba. We know that he's had a neck strain and he's going to be out for a period of time. We'll reassess his situation in a couple of weeks. We have some other guys were maintenance. Stewart kind of left the game with a hip issue, and that would be mid-body for you guys that are concerned. And he's day-to-day, as Slater is. Slater's had some nagging things for a couple of days. Same with Little, so we kept them maintenance-wise. Bufflin's the same. It's a more of a maintenance day with him. And Froelich's the same. But all those guys are day-to-day. We're expecting to have most of them back in the game. I can't say all of them because I don't know. That'll have to be determined tomorrow.
Bit of a sigh of relief when you got the news that Jacob was generally okay.
Well, yeah, you're always you're afraid. I think everybody, you can feel the whole building was fairly quiet, and you don't know what's happening there. I got the news on the bench from the medical people that seemed to think things were okay. So it was good to see that, he's going to be okay, because you don't know how those things go. And when you watch the replay and you watch it slow motion, it's pretty frightening. You know, like it's kind of an accidental thing where he falls into the boards. But, you know, we're very we're elated that things are worked out in his favor.
Encouraged to see him in such good spirits, too, around the ring today.
Pardon?
Encouraged to see him in such good spirits.
Yeah, it was good to see him. Good to see him in good spirits. And it was good to see him back with the team, you know, although he wasn't moving too much and too well. My understanding is he wasn't moving too well for you guys.
Anthony Peluso said he felt he was able to police the game last night against a tough team like St. Louis. Do you feel like you saw that in him as well?
Well, I thought he played physical. I thought he went to the net well. I thought he tried to play his style of game. I think that, you know, I don't know that there was any moments where it got out of hand where he would have had to, but sometimes that's just the way you play, you know. So I think that he, you know, he did his part in that, and I think that the others did as well in how that game got managed. But I thought he played with weight, and you noticed him. You know, so there were some things that were good, and sometimes it's infectious when big people go to the net and go hard and stand the ground and do the things necessary to get the others to go there.
Some people maybe don't know his shootout prowess. So just talk about the decision to use him.
Well, I mean, a lot of people would say, why Peluso? But Peluso, over the 2 years he's been here, has clearly been dominant in practice and shootouts, you know. And, I mean, I know that it's different in the games because he would like to have that one back. And, you know, you get more chances in practice than you do in games. But for me, he was a guy that had done very well. And he'd established that, for me, I had no qualms about it, you know. I can understand how people would say that, but that's fine. Because he's got a good shot and he shoots a puck. He's got an accurate shooter. He's got a couple of really good moves. And we didn't see any of them. Well, Devin's a good player. You know, he needs to have the puck more. He needs to come to the puck more and needs to get to the inside of the rink more. He's more involved. He's a good player that we need to, you know, he and I and our team need him to play and perform the way that we think he's able to perform, you know, because he's a good player. He needs the puck and he needs to have it on a stick or be part of it, because he's a smart player as well and he can skate and do some things for us. We just need to see it with more regularity.
For you, you were pretty high in your praise of Dustin Bufflin last night. You don't generally get all gushy about players. So given that neither Dustin or Toby had anything to say today, could you maybe expand a little bit on how much they've been leading your team? They're at the top of your scoring chart. They provided a big play for your team late in the game last night. Could you talk a little bit about how they're sort of dragging the team along?
Well, I don't know about dragging, but I get your point, you know. But I think that, first of all, Dustin, I think, has played real well. I think he's been way more consistent. He's doing some things with a better understanding of what we've wanted. In the past, he's had flashes and a little bit of flair to his game. He's taken out a little bit of the flair out of it, which is the high-risk flair, and he's given us just more consistency. But the big thing that with him is, I think he's a guy that likes to have fun in the game. He really likes to play and likes to practice in the game, providing it's enjoyable. But I think the big thing for him, he's enjoying the competition, but he's taking a much more leadership role, as in he's leading with his play and his consistency in his play. Because you watch him, he's physical, he's very engaged in the game and very focused. And he's doing some things that we've talked about in the past. He's doing it way more consistently, or has taken some things out of his game that's helped him in his game. So I think he's done really well there, and it shows just in his play. And it, when he's going, our team gets going. And Toby has, I thought he was very good last night. He's a guy that can create offense. We'd like him to shoot more. Last night he got 5 shots on net. We thought that was spectacular, because he's more of a non-shoot guy, but he has a good shot, and we saw that last night. So his contributions comes in different ways, but he's such a good skater. If he can continue to skate and have the puck on his stick and make his shot and pass a factor as a combination, then I think that we can see that he can be at the top of our team scoring wise. They both are.
Do you have an idea what your defensive pairings might look like?
No.
I wanted to ask you, this has been a consecutive year where you've had near catastrophic injuries to a rookie on your team. What does this do to the locker room? It seems like you guys really rallied and went on a good streak after Zach's injury in Carolina last year.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You don't coach to have those things happen, but we'll see how it goes. And Jacob has been a good player for us. You know, he's logged a lot of minutes and some important minutes for us. So that's what you need your team to do, is to step up and be a contributor and somebody to fill in for those players, whether young players or veteran players, doesn't matter. But I think it opens the door for somebody else. And our team has been able to step up and rally. In Redden's case last year, in Truba's case, we'll see how all that goes, but that's usually what happens. Somebody looks forward to taking the minutes that has had less minutes, so we'll be looking forward to seeing if they can meet the challenge.
Dustin kind of made that pass look easy, but that's a pretty high element of skill to get that pass through in a one-goal game against a tight defensive game. The pass to Toby on the on the tying goal.
Yeah, but he can make those passes. Like, there's some things that Dustin can do that he does it with regularity and at another level when you watch games, whether that's passing, shooting, quickness, or skating. He can do those things, and that's what makes him special when he plays that way, you know. And that's a tough pass to make, but he can execute those. He's got a high skill level, we know that, and we get to expect those things, especially when he's had, for me right now, 8 good games.